Amaroyim, same thing. Doesn't mean that. It means only in certain cases. So looking at that, see if that's going to fit in with what Tosfos says. Now, what's Tosfos' case? What is Tosfos? Chavdala, no? What's Tosfos' case? The Machlokes of Chaliva de who? The Machlokes, Abai, Rav, Rav, Shmuel, Abai. Somebody's arguing, I don't know. They're double checking the Machlokes of Chaliva de who. Sounds like there's something wrong over there. I don't think it's annoying. Okay. Oh. Amaroyim, so you think, oh, doesn't mean that. It means only in certain cases. So looking at that, see if that's going to fit in with what Tosfos says. Now, what's Tosfos' case? What is Tosfos? Chavdala, no? What's Tosfos' case? The Machlokes of Chaliva de who? I don't know. That's the Machlokes. Abai, Rav, Rav, Shmuel, Abai. Somebody's arguing, I don't know. They're double checking the Machlokes of Chaliva de who. Sounds like there's something wrong over there. I don't think it's annoying. Okay. Oh. But, however, it says that because you test, you talk about, that you do not say Allah to make a bubble, Zul Chaim Abracha, against a, you can't follow a sheet of Dechuya or a Minig Olam, and say Allah to make a bubble. What's sheet of Dechuya? So Rav Shechter right there in the footnote 4, so when it says sheet of Dechuya Lagamre, you don't say Eilu V'Eilu Dibra L'Kim Chai. We have a couple of Nachkimidas of Maisi right there in the footnote. Number one, if we consider Torah with Var Mishnah, as opposed to Torah with Shikol Adam, or Kneeb with Dayan Shatol, Nachkimidi would tell Lachter Rebbe Mekel Be'ovel, and not Be'eruv, and not B'chutzlar, because Lachter Rebbe Mekel Be'ovel, and not B'chutzlar, and you wouldn't tell Lachter Rebbe Mekel Be'ovel, B'chutzlar, all the things are based upon Eilu Dibra L'Kim Chaim. And yes, they're interesting riots in the Poskim, you don't say it in the Kotum the Kyohelos Yaakov, or the Var Mishnah Yaakov, and Barachas Yidalem. But you couldn't be machmir. You can't be machmir. Like a parchman, it's machmir like a parchman, it's chayasta benafshka. Can't be broken. You lay down the situation. Why? You want to be machmir? No. That's part of Shittat Chuyya. The Shamash is Chuyya and a Mishnah. The more broken there later on. Not the Vav, but whatever. Slap. That's in a Mishnah. That we reject entirely. See, you can't be mega b'chutzlar. But the Shittat, which is not just Nitzchel Gamre, so you can't say that it's Kim Chai, and there's a whole malice in it, very beautiful. What?
You have to explain the old fashion, why when you're in Shabbat Shama, why when you're in Shabbat.
Okay.
You have to explain that.
Okay, good. If you look over there in the footnote, very interesting. Finally, I found the clue in this Indian of the make a bowl. It's so unbelievable. Unbelievable. In Sifkot and Chavez, also in Chaim and Rafa, he quotes Badeya, from the Chuvas Maimony Simon Chok. Chuvas a mile long. In one line, in the middle of that long, mile long Chuva, he says that you don't say Allah to the Ramekel Ba'ovel, the Akashim. The Machloekas and Shloshim, by getting married, you don't say the Ramekel Ba'ovel. And he says the Ramban is Mashma not that way. Ramban is the Ferish not that way. You don't say the Ramekel Ba'ovel, even if it's Avel Shloshim. So I was wondering, what in the world is this about? Why should it be, I'll stop to start, what do you say? Why should it be that Allah to make of the Ovel should work only for Machlot and Shiva, which is more Chomer, Avel Shiva Chomer, and should not say it by Shlosh? No? Have a chat? Right. No? That could be, but that's, no one else will look at it right. I can't believe the truth, I look at it right. I have a different chat. It hit me just like a blitz when I, this all of a sudden hit me. Yeah? Could be. I have a different shot. Yes?
So when you have Yitzur, when something's up there, it tends to be up there, it's hard to make on it. So if you have human.
Ooh, I didn't think of that. It's your old word.
Much easier to be.
Old word. Not bad. Maybe that's a better shot than mine. Not bad, that's interesting. He's suing versus Kiyumin. Very good. Very good. No, fake of these suing, go to Chumra. Ah, that's right. They're always suing from Shiva. We do these suing from Shiva. Well, they suing our both couple of the Kiyumin. Let's not open up that Pandora's box again now. We're out of time. I'll tell you my own original pshat. This is a very interesting pshat. Because I saw there in the same Maimer, he quotes the Mishkanes Yaakov. The Mishkanes Yaakov is bothered by the Shitas HaToysis in Erev, which we discussed here earlier, that Allah could never make up Ovel even by the Raisa. Even though the Mishkanes Raisa, he can still be making. The Ramban said that's crazy. That's crazy, because the Ramban is impossible. I love to make all we possible. He said, you'll never find the case of the Ramban. It's gone shot. But I love to make all on your wish. Don't question your Ramban's keys. He says so. Don't start looking around. He says so. Good. So what do you do with Tyson? I said, how can we make all the right? So I saw the Mishkan, quote the Mishkan of Yaakov, this is his follow. Beautiful. It's talking about the beginning, the first year we said. Not Mishkan, I was talking about the last, the first. The first year of the Vedas. We mentioned the high Vedas is the right, if it's the right one. So the Rambam said, we said the Rambam of the Pshat was what? Lo Yitama. Remember that? Not from Anivis, it's only this man. But Lo Yitama, the Rambam said, for Mitzvah, state the Sifra, Lo Yitama, Mitame ala Vadaim and Mitame ala Sof. You can make a chinuch about it. You need it for you, you know it otherwise. You know it, it's nothing for Malchus. It's all Torah. Lo Yitama. Says Mishnah Siyag, it's the veil, it's the function of Tumah. And Tumah doesn't exert the cost of only a Vadaim, only not a Sofek. The male avail is also not available to me. Whenever there's a suffix, there's no halach to make a book. I'll go straight to Mishkan of Yaakov. Whenever there's a suffix in Tumah, you're not Mitame. And then whenever there's a suffix in avail, you're not Mitame. Brilliant. Brilliant. Torah time. That's the Pshat. Emet the Pshat Torah scenario. And you can say halach to make a book avail, even your mission to write. There's a concept. Based on Tumah. There's no Tumah Mitame. There's no avail. It was beautiful. The house was so taken by it. It occurred to me are both of the following words. The Melazah. How long did they remake the Bible? What's the matter?
I thought that was, if we're not sure Bechlau is available.
We're not sure it's available.
We're not sure Bechlau is available. Sure sure it doesn't mean that if we know there's available, then in the pretty dinam of available, we should make it.
No, I don't think so. It's not. This is not included in our bed. That's not so bad. But I'm going to say like this, Rabbi. Generally speaking, with very rare exceptions, Avelus Shiva is really an extension of Avelus Yom Rishon. We even mentioned this in the, what we call the Shorosh of Besmachos, that it's all an extension of day one. You can add that in fancy lovers. The dinner are the same, except the filling. They're identical. Right? Day one is nothing special. It's all the same thing. Oh, Kum Tachos. Avelus Yom Rishon, they're right in the Torah of Mechadish. That's Halach to make of Avel, Lo Yitama. Of course, cold is thinking about the kinder rice. I'm not going to tell you, but your vision, let's assume it's a rice for a minute. So your vision is going to be megal, you have a shenny, you're not from here. It's ridiculous. And shenny says it's only an extension of your vision. So we mail your megal in the all 7 days of Avel. I want to go further than that. Even if you hold that Avelis is only the Rabbanim, there's no Avelis the rice at all. Probably the truth is hold over it. I'll tell you this usually. Doesn't matter. But still, called the ticket of Rabbanah came to the right of ticket. And if there's any kind of connection, even at the Rabbanah level, between Avelis and Tumah, which there is, in Mark's level, who are you Mitzavah on? Whoever you Mitzavah to, the fair is wrong. Kalama Mitzavah is Kalanam, which could call Mitzavah land, Evel Mitzavah land. All that, Kalama Mitzavah. That was open, top of the notice. That's the connection, even at the Rabbanah level, so just like on the right level, Lo Yitamah Mat to the first day, right, of is Sufik Tumah. So too, the Easter Avelis, which is related to the Lo Yitama, which is Avelis Yom Rishon, the right to those who hold that way. And the Avelis Yom and Shiva Yamim, Bainus Yom Echad, the right to Bainus Yom Echad, not the right. Still, that's the Iker Avelis. So then, the love to make a love. But Avelis Shloshim, the whole new ballgame. The whole new, no connection with the first day. Different Shalas and Gansen. Different things. You shave, can't you shave? Sure you can't do the first day. I didn't think you can't do the first day. But that's a totally different thing. It's a new tkufa. And therefore it's nothing to do with day one. It's your day one is the right. For a riot, three quarters of the Yisroel level taken away. The whole new kind of tkufa. So this, you can't tell us to make a law. Sorry? I don't know. Figure out what all the problems. The Shmuel Chol Masri, you do say can make a law. Why? Well, okay, because they'll turn it into Shiva. The alternative is Shiva. So it's good. Yeah. Well, the whole definition is the right, then it's perfect. Because lo yitana is right, they're right. Avail is the right, that's how you want one from the other. That's the whole verse in the Rambam and everything. You know, it's not the right, but you can say that's the ikar avail, that's more related to tumah. Which does say.
Why should
they
continue
the whole thing right? The whole thing is based on lo yitana, that's the right. Whatever came the right, they won. If the days are the same as they won, should be their way. But that's what I wanted to suggest. But maybe your terrorist, maybe you should also tell us that. I don't know. I didn't think of that terrorist. Right. You look at the carbon and sandal, Rabotai. It's dip, cut, and cup. On this shadow here, more than Cuff discusses the question, on Kavdal rather, discusses the question of whether we discussed this morning, of whether it's Akin or Ainu Mitzakin. That's what we mentioned this morning. It's more shadow. But if you map with the Korea, can you show sell that up or can you not sell it up? See, quotes over there, some say it's, you may sell it up. Why? Make that there are bun and lakul. So he quotes, take a bun and lakul. Why don't they say I love to make a bubble? He says there's a problem. It's not explained. Because it's not a machlok of Tanoi. Those are the sheet of Titus. That's when he saw the carbon. Is that a man of carbon? Yeah? That's carbon of sand. Yeah. Carbon Asano says, according to those posts who say that you can talk, you can sew up the garment which you rip, the second ripple. You can sew it up. That's in the Bible law of Shita Gemara and that comes down. The reason is because Sega Darbana Laku. That's not a rush quote. Correct Carbon Asano, why don't you say simple, halach to make of oval? He says, no, it's Machlokas Amaroi. You don't say Machlokas Amaroi. Why did he say it's better for it? Why did he say what? Why did he say no? Why don't you say what? Am I focused on Kriya? Kriya Luchot. I'm going to write from Korban Sanot, not from the Gemara or Mishnah, but anyway. Why don't you say, according to Zichron B'Tzalim, they should have said, am I focused on Kriya? Am I focused on Kriya? Independent of my focus within Kriya. So you should have said, you don't say I love to make available because of that didn't Kriya. Kriya Luchot. So from the Korban Sanot, I write against the Zichron B'Tzalim. Wrong. So, but of course, brought the way of Shechel and Shad Gevaldik. That Machl of the Korea is in an Avelis. And in an Avelis, you would set up to make a bubble. Were it not for the fact that Machl of the Samaror and Kanoim, etc., etc. So from the Kavan of Sanal, the Raya, to that Mahal, as opposed to the Zichon B'Tzal Mahal. Okay. Any questions? Okay. I now want to give you what I think is the biggest Kiddush of the year. We've had quite a few bombshells this year. I think this one is it's against everybody. This is against everybody. I look high and low for support. I have one possible piece of support, shred of supporting evidence, but it's against everybody. Well, last year you got to end with a bombshell. The Gemara of Chafim and Beis has the following shadow. What's the Gemara? The Gemara is going through the cases. We have the Chafim Beis. Shabbos Shavuot Krovim B'Shabbos L'Matzoy Shabbos Nasir Chokha and Anor Gali Omech. Correct the Gemara. Korea or Ena Korea? It's Rav Mani Amar Ena Korea. Rabbi Chanina Amar Korea. What it says, Fish Lama Zidid Amina Ena Korea Hanad Lo Shikar Vela Shiva. El Zidof Damar Korea Kriya Bela Shiva Miika. Hi, Mars below. But Tanya, Mishael, Chaluk, the Krov, and the Damelot, the Sof Shiva, Korea, Lacha Shiva, and the Korea. But remember, the Chamei Shiva is the Mitzvah. I will have an email, Korea, the whole day. And up. Tanya, he, the Vod, of the email. End of the Sukh. Okay, end of the Sukh. That's the demand. Some places. Dimas Korea. Dafka, Kenyan, Zemi, Borele. Mishael, Yachai, the Krov, which has Shmur. I will show my Shmur, called the Bakal. Ain't a correct cloud, Vafilu al Ovi Vimo. The Chain Koma Nabi Summer Kitanya, even for Ovi Vimo. That's only what kind of case? Shema Bishabbos. Sorry, Shabbos, not the Rechok. It brings enough in a riot. Bokimash Miliad, Lamatin, Rabbihia, Shakara, Ava Pisha, Ovi Vimo. Ligir says Rach. Ah. Ligir says Rach. The Tosfos learned the whole Shabbat of the Gemara is that Kriya is only in a unique case. We heard about it on day 30, which is Shabbos, and once the Shabbos became a Shur HaKodesh. We heard on day 31, which is a Tuesday, or day 81, or 10,001, there certainly will be no din of kriya b'shmur chofa. For sure, that's what Tosfos says. That's what Tosfos says. And after Mina Lamaisa, what's the difference? We pass in cool anyway. No, after Mina Lamaisa, for what? No, for what? Avivima, the one that passes the chumra, the Tosfos, no. There's no kriya avivima b'shmur chofa. Only this funny case with the show of the Shabbos, Motor Shabbos, the Rechokos, then it's Kriya. But in normal case, the Shemur Rechokos, for the Tosis, there's no Kriya, even in Avivim, no Kriya. Zippo. I don't understand the Tosis. What's the matter? I just said over the Tosis. What? Oh, I don't know the end of the Tosis. Let's look at the first part of the Tosis. Okay. That's Tosis at the beginning. The end is a different story. Okay. The Machabis is a Ferish Makesh. The Machabah says in Sif Yutchet, in Simen Shin Mem, Ovi V'Imo Korea La'Ola. I appear. What's the answer? The other gear, the Rashi, is talking about his brother and sister, not father and mother. So what's the case of the Gemara? Korea, O'Ena Korea, Dr. Ramban, and the Rosh, and the Rishon Simen Lamadal, and the Rav Rishonim. Stop! That's my Stam Shmur Rechoka. Not talking about the case of Shom Shabbos, the Mosai Shabbos, the Rechokah, it's a unique case. No! So about the Stam Shmur Rechokah? Is it Kriya Shmur Rechokah? Now the answer is no. Right? But out of the Emo, the answer is yes. Not in the fluky case of Shabbos, the Mosai Shabbos. The plain case. This is the sheet of Rav Rishon. Okay? Rav Rishon. I saw the Zichu B'Tal HaHor, I put it on my own. I was going to talk to the Mechaber, the guy's a Baal Tshuva, I'm about Shuva. Baruch Hashem, there are many about Shuva today in our Israel, especially about Shuva. I'm about Shuva, he's 40 years old, about Shuva. Okay, sure. Tell me, have parents? No, he lost his father 5 years ago. Rick. Why? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says in Sif Tet, and also Simon Shin said about Sif Aleph, that some of the Ovar Velo Kara, at the same time, the Shmur Rechokah. So since a person, it caused it to be unbelievable, a person has a Shmur Rechokah, Ovav Kara, Ovav Elo Korea La Olam, forever. So about Shiva, the person greeting him, okay, Rick. Oh, got me there. So according to one of the parents, what for him? Kint, that's what he suggests. Interesting, Kint. Watch out. Even called the Tosis is No, I don't think so. I have to think about that.
Tosis had some
wine.
There
were so many cases again. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Okay, but called the Mechaber anyway. The Tosis is the Mechaber. Interesting horror. Okay. Now, what is the Bahag Shita? The Bahag Shita is that Shmur Chokah is Korea. It's called the Bahag, it's hard to see what it's talking about. You can't tell from Tosfos what the Bahag said. You look at another post in it, or the Ruah, for example, quotes the Bahag that the Korea is Shmur Chokah. I saw it in one of the footnotes of one of the Svarim here. What? Everybody. 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 The Mechaber said, it's all Kiddush. Everybody. The Korea and all Shmur Rechokah. That's on the bottom of one of the Rabbi Cohen's Sefer there, one of the Rishon, they quote this from the Baha. He quotes the Arzah Ruah, Kehlet Beis, Dimon Tov, Yud Zayin, Tivkot Nibbeis, the Pshat, the Arzah Ruah, the Pshat, the Baha, the Pas, the Gavir Chanina, the Chumra, Gevaldik. We had a whole pilgrim before, why we make all the Ovel, the Ice in the Kriya, the Baha, the Ladam, the Tata Mahmir, Kriya Lechud, and he passes the Chumra. I wanted to say, perhaps, an original shot which maybe I can pin on the Bahag. I can't, the Bahag, I don't have a Bahag. Now this is unbelievable Kiddush. Against every Rishon and every offering and everything. Except it's not against the Gemara, I don't think. Yeah. We said before about that, name of Rav Shechter. Tvei dinim and kriyim. Shas chimum. And the dinim avev, right? Two dinim. No, question becomes, why does the person have kriya b'shas chimum? Excuse me, by Shmur Cholka, isn't it a shas chimum? Rav Shechter writes in his mind, but no, not true. A person hears that his father died 31 days ago, doesn't take it so bad. I mean, he really didn't die yesterday. He's already dead for 35 days. You may let us know, Kriya. That's what he wrote in the Tzvah, in the Mamor. With the Mamor, Am Turban, Kriya Yerushalayim, there's Sif Dal. See, right? You have to say, Lechor, going to the all Rishonim, Achronim, everybody. But I want to say different. This is what? Where was Chol? No, that's what he, that's Mamuva after he heard. That's a different thing. That's after he heard, it's a different thing. Then the heart of the first part of those is right. There's no Kriya, there's Mamuva. Right, that means he heard about it Sunday, he gets excited about it on Wednesday, excited about it on Friday. It's a different thing. I wanted to say against everybody, Rabbi Osai. I wanted to sign it like this. I will deny everything. I claim Shmua Rechoka is a Chiyuv Kriya. The Shas Chimum. Prove me wrong, I dare you. I'll tell you why I dare you. The Vilna Gaon, when the Mechaber quotes the din, that Shmua Rechoka is no Kriya, the Gaon is trying to find a Mokar. Where does it say that? He looked and he looked and the Gaon looked all over Shas. We didn't have to look. The only Mokar he came up with is Al Gemara. That's it. That's the only Mokar. That's the only mocker. The only mocker in Gan's shack is our Gemara. That's it. There's no other mocker anywhere in shack. It's our Gemara. However, it's a Gerard Simon Tuff Aleph Sith Cotton Base. Only mocker in shack. The Zichar Fatah is already wondering, how can there's no mocker in shack to perish? There's no Kriyash Mirachok. It's only the Mokar, what? You see from Al Gemara, the what? It says, you learn, there's a whole Shal in the Gemara. By Shmua Krokum, it's assuming the Tosh of Shal. By Shmua Krokum and Asa Rechokum. This is a Kriya Naak, the Gemara said, that's only Machlok and Shmua Krokum and Asa Rechokum. But a Shmua Rechokum, Amish, let man the poly. What? Let man the poly. Everybody agrees. What? There's no Kriya, right? I want to say the following. Shmur HaKa, Les Man the Polish. You know what? But there is Kriya. This is a bombshell. Les Man the Polish, there is Kriya. How come? Pasha Kabot. Shmur is Shabbat with Bashabbat. Like Tyson Shabbat in the Gemara. Exactly. The whole Shabbat in the Gemara is Shabbat with Shabbat. Ulamot Torah is Shabbat, not Shmur HaKa. So the Torah Shas Chimum, there's no Kriya, why not? Because when is the Chimum when? Shas Chimum, Kriya and Shas. Elama, you want to have Kriya B'Torah Samvelus? No. Most of Shabbat is not the Rechok. But if a guy will hear a Shmur Rechok, 4 years after his father died, he got a telegram. So the minute he hears that, he's terrible. Maybe there's no Chimum. I don't like the Mitzvah. Guy gets a phone call, his father died, his brother died 31 days ago. I don't think we act that much different than we find the brother died yesterday. Develop, his brother died, the Pharaoh, terrible, chimo. It should certainly be a seed of Kriya. The Torah Shah Simo Rabotai. You hear what I know? You hear the Kiddush. Like the Gros, the other way around. Like Christ, the other way around. Christ says the whole Shah of the Gemara is only one. Shah of the Shabbat, the most Torah Shabbat, not the Rechot. That is the Shah of the Gemara. But Shah of the Rechot is supposed to land man the poet. There's no machlokas. Everybody agrees. What? Which way? The Tzaddik haven't agreed. There's no Kriya. I want to say, the Chiddush Nifla, and haven't agreed that there is Kriya. That's the Bahag. I'm trying to put it on the Bahag. The Bahag passes Kriya and Shah Krovin, Shmur Rechot, how do you do? Against the Gemara. No, it's not the Gemara like the Bahag. All the Shah is only Motor Shah, but not the Rechot, the Shema B'Shah. But Shema B'Chot, I want to sign it with the Kriya Lechol HaDeh. The Chol HaDeh is managed. according to the person Shas and Sugi. So what's the and look how to the Gemara's comparison. What's the Gemara compare it to? The Gemara compares to Misha and Lo Chaluf with his diamond Lo afterwards. What's unique about that case also? No. At the moment of Chimur, Rabbi said what? What? Yes, he can't do Kriya because he's bar clothing. He's bar clothing. What's the Gemara say? Kriya below Shiva Mika. I don't understand. What is Kriya below Shiva Mika? I'll give you 10 cases of Kriya below Shiva. You learned the whole book of Mars yesterday. Okay, that's called pay. Other than Pasha Mistro, Kriya below Shiva. Same with Torah, Kriya below Shiva. Rabo, Kriya below Shiva. I'll give you 100 cases. Oh, I don't know, 100. Give you 10 cases of Kriya below Shiva. What's the answer of both sides? All those cases are what? Well, all cases, come on. No? Shas Pimu. Avadi can have cases of Kriya below Shiva Shas Pimu. But our Gemara is only discussing Kriya Shalom Shas Pimu. So what is Kriya Shalom Shas Pimu below Shiva Mehika? But if Shmur Rechok is on a Tuesday, it's a bolt of lightning here that his sister died, Gevalt, Hire Shemester. What is no Chimu? I'll make it more dramatic. Here's a child died, okay? This child died 30 days ago here. Gevalt, no chimum, what are you crazy? How can you say there's no chimum? Why do there should be chimum? Someone may ask that it should be Kriya. I have a Gemara against it. No Gemara if I care. There's no Gemara against it. This is my biggest finish of the year. Against everybody. So the Gemara is against any Gemara. Maybe the Bahag goes like me. I don't know, that Bahag, you know, you're dealing with Bahag just to know, I don't have a Bahag. You just said two words, you know what it said, but I'll claim the Bahag goes like me. And the second is prove this Kiddush, I think it's an interesting Kiddush. Nitzel Nayam. Okay, guys? Huh?
Right.
I can't possibly meet a prismatic to be no chimu. No. Okay. Whatever. Ain't nothing on me. That's why I'm not going to suggest the chidush. Okay, I'm also not going to get it out of my system. We'll see this sugya chavdala and alav. Chavdala and alav says as follows. Ubishabis machlis veino toreh. On Shabbos, a person changes his garment and does not rip. So exactly when do you change your garment? Halacha lemaisa, nitty gritty. When do you change? When? So the Zichron Batala says, your machlis at when? The chorus says, you must have changed before Shabbos. You change it on Shabbos. Of course, Mach ain't a Kabbalah. Machal Shabbos time. Of course. So the Chalik Mar must mean that what? Must mean that his Mach lived before Shabbos, the Kvot Shabbos, and it's still not correct. But he quotes from the Orach Chaim who says, quote, Sheizoyer Shalom Lahachlev Mibod Yom, Shalom Yitzarech Lekroa. And from the simple reading of Orach Chaim would appear, you may not rip until Shkir. Pardon me. You may not put on your new shirt, your Shabbos shirt, until Shkir. And he quotes him in Sefer Smochus Perek Yud. Quote, Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshas Magzir Kro Lachor. Bein HaShmosh. Ah, Lachor, he says, okay. You have to wait till Bein HaShmosh to change shirt. But they have a new shtick. Let's be Mekabel till Sefer Shabbos. The Mekabel till Sefer Shabbos. What did Mekabel Shabbos earlier? So it's already Shabbos for you. Once it's Shabbos, so you can't rip anymore. Because the Zichron Batala, nothing doing. Get someone else to rip for you. No pur. The fact that you recover Shabbos doesn't help, let someone else rip for you. So al pi zeh, he passed into the halacha, that the din is, you may not, if you change your garment 1 minute before shkia, or what, I don't know, too close to call, 5 minutes before shkia, you have to rip it again. What does the Gemara mean when it says in Bola Haslas Matzav and a Perea? It means you change on Shabbos. On Shabbos? Avada can't rip on Shabbos. Pshita. He says, no. The Chiddush is, if you change the garment on Shabbos, you don't have to rip it on Mosi Shabbos. He's the Shitosa. We mentioned yesterday, the Zichron Batal holds, when we catch her in the middle. You say, Matzav, oh mister, you don't know the din, Matzav Korea. Oh, I want to take it off. Too late. You didn't put it in the car, you got ripped in the cross. That's what doctor. That's what he says. So the Shitosa, the Chiddush is, but on Shabbos it's not true. On Tuesday, if you put it on, you took it off, it's Matzav Korea anyway. You had the sky of begging Shabbos for Korea. But on Shabbos it's not true. If you put it on before Shabbos 1 minute, it has to be Matzav, you have to be ripped. Let pass the Zichron Batal. Now who are the animals in Shabbos? Same thing most of Shabbos. He said if you wear it, you put your shirt on Shabbos, and you wear it most of Shabbos, you have to rip right then and there. As soon as it gets dark, you have to take it off before you say Baruch HaMazel. The minute you say Baruch HaMazel, guess what, guys? You have to rip it. Ah, the question is, the question is, if you didn't say Baruch HaMazel yet, how can you put on a shirt? The Chavel of the Shabbos. The Yesh L'Tzamtzen. How do you do it? What? I just said, if you didn't say Baruch HaMazel, how do you put on a ripped shirt? The Chavel of the Shabbos. Yeah. I don't understand the difference between Talmud and Eubed. He says, you can't say Baruch HaMazel first. You can't, right? Have a kasher. But someone else says Baruch HaMazel. He can rip for you. The same as he said before an Erev Shabbos, even though you have a Kabbalah Shabbos, didn't help. Why? Because somebody else can rip for you. So Moshe Shabbos too, typically you didn't say Baruch HaMazel yet, but someone else can still rip for you. I don't see how he works it out. I don't know. So I thought, the Pshuto, you should say that if you are until 7th Shabbos, there's no fear for you. The Pshuto. Yeah, thought about it again, it's not so simple. I'll tell you why I think maybe he's right. Because even if it's Shabbos for you, you can argue that's not called Avel of Jufar Hesed. Because who knows you have to serve a Shabbos? A guy who's in the Kabbalah of Seven Shabbos, so they say he can't wear a rip shirt. Why not? Even if those Seven Shabbos is a Chakir in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's those Seven Shabbos work for everything only for Malach. This everyone knows this is some Sochim. Our minigas, it works for everything. Make Kiddush. And Suda, that's out. But still I consider Farhesi yet, because not everybody knows you're Makabal Shabbos, but you're still maintaining Shabbos. So the Chorim is, well, I would think, that the Zichron Batal is 100% right. If it's Shabbos, if it's not Mamish Shabbos, you gotta go around in a ripped shirt. You can't. The whole reason not to change the veil to Farhesi, right? And Avel of Farhes is only if it's Shabbat Mamash. We discussed earlier, if you have a Kabbalah Shabbos early for other things of Farhes, maybe also it wouldn't work. The shoes. If it's a good Tzvar, why not? Because it's not Farhes yet. Who's using a Kabbalah Shabbos? That will seem to work in the guy with sneakers, 10 minutes before Shia. Who has a Kabbalah Shabbos then? Maybe. But then we have no right to put on shoes, maybe. Yeah?
Okay,
could be. Very good. That's correct. That's a good verb. Could be this wouldn't help. In any event, very good. It's objectively objectionable. I like that. As the Ramban says, that's a prayer to Ramban. So he passed an halacha. He can't wear a ripped garment in total privacy. Shadrach. What you said now is scratch that. Because you can't rip it even in total privacy, so... Well, you could argue that he's Roy. But they say, Marasai is the Chad v'Chadorah, but here, even someone being the Chad v'Chadorah, he still wouldn't know. I don't have a Pesach Vorot like that in certain cases. Could be. It's an open question. But as the Mai said, it's a big challenge. Somebody said he had a challenge on the phone just an hour ago. What do you do? Why do you change clothing? I said, all right, Shki, Moshe Pesach. That's what it says in the Poskim. Beit HaShemosh. That's Shkia, it's supposed to be counted as Shkia. And Moshe Shabbos also. If you actually talk to us, the Shabbos is even harder. So you can do the following. Take off the regular shirt, stay in an undershirt for a few minutes during the ma'avar there, during the skiya, or during the, you know, whenever the Ben HaShemashim will be there, the suffix, and you put on the ripped shirt when you're in the ma'avar. That's the best way out. Because you don't have the shirt on, because maybe it's ready after skiya. You don't want to show all the other shop. You take off your shirt, put on another shirt. You can wear an undershirt. That's all right. Cover of the week. So we're going to be in an undershirt on Friday afternoon and Shabbat afternoon in the gray areas there. No. Yes? Who says? That's the whole verb. That's a big problem. People go to shul, they can't do this shtip. That's the problem. Why it's better, one of the many reasons why it's better, we mentioned earlier, to make your own minyan for Mincha Gedolah, and whatever minyan you can make in the house, and then go to shul later. The other reason why it's better that way, we mentioned earlier. That's the best thing to do, if you could do. I don't know what to do. The minute goal is clear. Look, the minute goal is B'chal Gassi. Then they stop the veil through. If you stop the veil through, you can certainly change the garments through. But he's going to Shitaso. We mentioned a few days ago. You can't stop till dark. Push up shot. You can't change your clothes, your shirt till dark either. Is it Barbie 100% right? It's not the push up. What?
Maybe it all makes sense that the Umar has kids in
the right.
Can't sit on
them for that.
Right.
So
whatever is necessary.
Ah. It's necessary so you can do it.
Look at the chain.
Right.
You
don't
have to create this
cool thing
called
Shabbos.
You can't go into
Shabbos
and then
start with cool. You have to keep ripping, putting on shirt. Good. Okay, good back. Good. Very good. Okay. Just one remark. One of the distinctions of the emo is choles. So the post say choles means like a marathon runner. You used to have, the shoulders were showing. Choles to your mid, your small, both. The custom was called like a totally ripped a garment, but actually even the shoulders are... I think they even ripped it, no?
No?
What? Rip it or not rip it?
Rip.
That's what I thought. But Chashulchan says that out of the garden it's impossible. Yeah. Oh, picture. Oh, it's very impressive. That's the wrap. Okay, that's not it, right? That's not it. You just take it, you go like this. Take a sleeve out. Go like this. That's how the minigun is available. Your advice is that there are Hashemites, you can't do it. But now, why not? The Stein doesn't think you can do, no? By demonstrating, I mean, you just take a few buttons, pull the sleeve out, you can do it. Like you do your jacket by filling, something similar. Now you sling it over. So you could do it. So your advice is we don't do it, the guy with the lamp at us. Like first had by the Kriya Savita and the Kriya Sarosh. So might as well we don't do it. Okay. Rabotai, we're coming down the final stretch. Chav Dalam and Beis, the Mishnah tells us, Ein Korin, Velo Choltin, etc. What's it going on? Rov HaPosim say it's talking about Chalamoy. So you see, Ein Korin, Ela, Rov HaShomei, that there exists Kriya of Chalamoy. And if it's not Chalamoy, even somebody else could have Kriya. Even though it's not related. I talk about Tashis, well, it's not. The Miri says, Mishnah Kvod HaMei, it's not considered about Tashis. However, the Ritva says the mission is going to Bechol. We discussed with Mendoza Havro. The mission is going to Bechol, not going to Bemoed. And according to Ritva, Ein Korin Ela Korin V'Shomei, it's Baal Tashin. You can't read Tam HaZor. Baal Tashin. But the Smak says that there's no Kriya Chalamoy at all. How is it shot in the Mishnah? Like which Rishon? Like whom? No. Like the Ritva. There's a Smak muster on like the Ritva. I was going to get to the Parish Mission. The Ritva doesn't have to belong to Smak. As a matter of fact, he doesn't. Ritva says against the Smak. Right? Ritva says there is Kriya B'Chalamoy. He just happens to be learning the Mishnah, and Krov and Elkov is even in general because of Baal Tashin. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch Simple Amal like Rav HaPosken. Ramah calls the Minig, holding the Ritva of the Emo on Chalamoy. The Taz explains, well, the Machloikis, and the Olimus will cover. The Ramos says you shouldn't follow the minute that's prevalent. You have to think of it. that will not rip on another relative of Kalamot. But the minute he comes back, he's either Isri or any relative of Kalamot. Okay. Part of the clue that we're going to learn this official shiurim here is in on the Chavavim and Aleph of Kriya on Yerushalayim and Or Yehudim. Appropriate that we end the shiur with the Indian of Avela Saravim, which of course leads to the Indian of Nechama Saravim. Shabbos is still in Shabbos Nachmu. Come to this, what is Shabbos? Still think Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. Yes. It says in the Gemara that there's a Chiyah of Kriya on Yerushalayim. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tanya, Perkei Halacha Yudzayin says, it's Korea Biyad, Korea Biyad, Kol Ksus She'olav Ad Liba. What does that mean? Look, the Gemara is in the top line. Elu Kroj Ein Mitzachin. And we have the famous Shulay Mitzachin in first, only to what? Ovi V'imo. So I'm going to learn from here that these Kriyas have a full status of Ovi V'imo. Full status. You have to rip to the Yabiyad, Azulibo, oh God, the whole story. That's just the Rambam. And the Rambam says no. The Rambam says it's not true. The Ramban, the Rizvo, the Nubi Yosef. No. The special Chumah made this up. But it's enough with one Tepa. It's enough with Bezid Elio. It's enough with Kli. It does not have all the Chumahs of Amavima. How do we pass on the Halacha? So if you look in the Orachayim, Tov, Kuf, Samach, Aleph, Tiv, Dal, it says, like the Rambam, Gaval, like the Rambam. However, the minute ago, it was not that way. As we all know, different Bifal stated. Especially the Sirin Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber himself, the Siv Beizir, says, do not rip a Tepa. If you rip all your garments, it's Nelvim, so why only a Tepa? Not a Diba? But it's not a Steering. The Mechaber is the minute of the city of Beizir. This is as far as the Yerushalayim. Chor Tenis, whatever Mechaber is here, it's far as the Oriyu as well. They're all mentioned in the same breath. How do you define Or Yehuda, Rabbi? So the Zichron Bitzali writes, it depends upon who has political and military control. And therefore, after 1967, there's no more din of Korea Or Yehuda. So Yehuda came under the control of the Din of Yisrael. It's under the political and military control of Klal Yisrael. There is no din of Korea Or Yehuda. Actually, you have the Baal Mechaber, Zichron Bitzali, originally wrote this in 67, even on Yerushalayim itself. Because he thought at the time that the reason for Korean Yerushalayim was Yerushalayim is the Iker HaMelucha, Birat HaNetzach, and therefore the Iker HaMelucha, and as long as it's under political and military control of Klal Yisrael, there's no Korean. They printed it in a country they put out in 67. It's called Achar Kaslein. But in this tape he backed out. And Zichron Bitzali backed out. He said, no, not true. The Kriya on Yerushalayim is not because it's Birat HaNetzach, but because it's an extension of Yerushalayim, of Beit HaMikdash. That's what Rosh says. Rosh Hashem calls it his mind. The extension of Beit HaMikdash. So Yerushalayim has Kedusha HaMikdash. Mishnah and Caleb has the Kedusha thing. One of them is Yerushalayim, which is Kodesh and Kalim, and the extension of Kedusha HaMikdash. We see from many other places. And therefore, called man is no Beit HaMikdash, from the Tehner Rabbi, they have to be Kriya in Yerushalayim. You know? That's the Yikub Sakha Allah. Yeah? Wait. It's not true anymore. Go on the Christian quarter there, in the Muslim quarter. It's pretty bad. Goyim are living there. And what about the mosque, which is also part of Yerushalayim? It's pretty bizuya, pretty bizuya to have a mosque in there. What? Alright, in a chenam. It's not totally with people now, but it's partly with people now. In 1967, the kibbutz adati gave a psak that you no longer say nothing. They redid nothing. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Rosenfeld, he originally put in two niskos. He put in the original nisach, and if he wanted to make everybody happy, he put in the nisach. because such bizyonis, right wing terror, that he had to pull it out. Seriously, I'm not kidding around. You don't find it anymore. He has you originally, I was in Israel then. I was there. I know what was going on. There was all tumult. Truth, you're right. I mean, I have to be honest. Some of the stories we say don't seem to be wholly appropriate with Manazah. But look, some of them are appropriate. I mean, they went overboard, of course. You know, but it's all great now. And, we're so happy that it's all better now. It's been solved now. You know, overkill. But Mela was a reaction. But Mela, you know, I'll tell you what things go sometimes. So, Mela, his Manazah was still stuck with the Tanjusim. I'd be as a girl in here every night. That's where it's up. Okay, so the mind is clear too. Now, so yes. Didn't what? So you should rip. Yeah? But it's because you're like... Where's Corey? Who? Ramosh held that Nata? Because why? He held that Nata. He held that... Oh, sorry. Well, because he held it's not because it's an extension of the mikvah. He held it was okay. So I have no day over here. I can be machweir the shal. How do you know it's right? Yes, I know. Oh, not that. Oh, he's living in Shalai. I can't deny it. Not everyone. Okay, I understand. Okay. Last night I got into politics about that. He's avoided it for the whole summer, so I got into the last day. Okay. Now, Rabotha. So Shasta writes there in his Mimer, Sif Dalin Hay, that this career is Midin Avail, not Adin Shat Chimu. I think he just now discovered that the picture is correct. You know what I mean? And therefore, he says it's not like a Kalamayim. But people have a shtick, they come there, throw their gold kalamai to avoid the kriya. Mela comes out like this. Like the Magen Avraham says, the Mishabur that calls him Kanye Dayan. Kotten Shigil Lechinuch, it's Potter. I have it in the Kudat Makhens, we mentioned earlier, says, in the past of Kotten Kazvav, we discussed it earlier, that there is Chinuch by Kriya, even though there's no Kriya Chinuch by Avel. No. When is it? The Shach said it's the Kudat Makhens, it's Kriya, it's Chinuch by Kriya, it's what? Independent Kriya, Chimam Kriya. But Kriya Medina Velas, there would be no Chinuch. If under Bar Mitzvah, it would be Pot. Another interesting Nakuda. What we saw at Yerushalayim, assume you have to Yerushalayim as Man of Death, like the Rav and like the Zichron B'Tzal backed out and want to say the Chumrah, against Rav Moshe and the Zichron B'Tzal, the original Spark. So people ripped twice? Unheard of. No one ripped twice. Even before 67, before 48, no one ever ripped twice. So he quoted the Chazanish, also didn't rip twice. So the question is, why didn't he rip twice? First, you ripped first in Yerushalayim. And again, they go, Ferish Gemara, if Yerushalayim, and they see the Mikdash, you rip again. So my heart. So he said like this, the Kafachayim, right there, says, the shtick was, they saw both of us up. I think you see the Kursal first, whatever calls the Mikdash first. So, Yesh Pachal Messiah Mother, you see the Churban of a Mikdash, those Churban Yerushalayim, you may only have to rip one. That's what Kafachayim says, that's the justification for the Minig Olam. Rav Shachter didn't like it so much. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Luke, that's it. That's how you used to do it. How do you arrange that? That's right. Come from the east. Derech Yericho. Right. Right, but that's to see, we have to cash against us. Ah, you said, Yishchal Messiah Mane, Shai just slug me up. Yeah, you just slug me up. It says, Koreal, I'm interested in most of you, Shalai. What do you mean? That should be. According to what I just said, it should be one Korea. You saw it's all one shot. Oh. But here I'll tell you the MS, the MS, Rav Shechter pointed out, basically, the Mokhov of the day. The Machlok is Tanoiman, the Mokhov of the day. A person hears two terrible besurahs, two dogs, two elders dogs. It says, if you say, Omer, I'll cool on Kerechon, if I love of Emo, Kerechon. If you ain't most thief, I'll care of Emo. If you ain't until seven, it's a different Madrega, it's two dinners. There's one Madrega of what? Two different madrigals of Kriya. Whenever there's two different madrigals of Kriya, you can't just kill two birds with one stone. You can't have one Kriya for everything. Can't do it. As I said in the Gemara. Rav Shechter wanted to say, same thing should apply, that you should line based on Mikdash. It's two different madrigals of Kriya. And therefore, that they should have to rip twice, if you already have to rip on Yerushalayim. I guess you guys are right, no? The middle of my guess is the only rip on you don't rip Yerushalayim, there's not a day in Yerushalayim. What is it before 67? Oh, I never ripped Yerushalayim. Wait a second. People don't rip on Yerushalayim. In the mail now, you can see post-facto. After 67, you can say, the reason why we don't rip Yerushalayim is because, be that Tanessa. We captured it, so now it's already okay. Let's remember Yehuda. But I'm 367, they also didn't rip twice. Quit City, Old City. What are you talking about, Springfield? That's the old city, no? Oh, well, except for the very, very northern part, I think that the Korach Kaczynski right in this famous farm there. But that is, that, those are the walls, those are the same walls. Except the north wall that was rebuilt. It's up on those are the old walls. They built a top. Yeah, but the soda is the wall that's by its region, by its shiny, they show you all the levels there. They want to tour on it. This wall, this rock, these rocks, these rocks. Same place, the park. Oh, so finally, I want to discuss the following, because I was discussing with Baruch. Fine, we want to pot everything. When I was chosen, they don't rip it all. When I said many Yidins don't rip it all. They don't rip it all, zero, zippo. I didn't allow them to put, they don't rip it all, zero. Most tourists rip, I mean from a tourist even. I was ripping my, there's little people coming, I was nuts. When I went to my wife, we were ripping the, on a Thursday night, midnight, it looked like we were a little crazy. I mean, why? It should be a double Moshe Nod. Every guy comes in, gets off the airport, runs to Shalama, should rip, first thing. Probably it's not done. I didn't try to Malamit's chus. We had an interesting chas. Listen to this. What do you have to see in order to rip? What do you have to see? So there's different solid things. You see the mask, it's already Mechayev in Kriya. Because the mask, you see the kippah, the dome. So the dome of the rock. The dome of the rock, that's the ultimate churban. Everyone knows that's the Matam HaMikdash. So they say, Evan Shasiyah. And that's churban. So let's assume that's true. But now the following interesting thing comes up. Where do you rip? So the Gemara says you rip Minatzof and Vilafnim. Gemara is Minatzof and Vilafnim, right? What does it mean Minatzof and Vilafnim? What do the words mean? What do the words mean Minatzof and Vilafnim? The Gemara says, Kevin Shagil Atzofim Koreh. What does it mean Minatzof? Here's a major machlokas in the Rishon. All the big Rishon taking sides. Rashi and Psachim says, it's a shame mother. Memtes, then Sukkot and Pesach and Memtes. Shame up. It's also the Me'iri there, the Bar Tzinur there, the Mishnah there, the Rambam, the Satanis there, and the Mechab is not sure that way. Minat Tofi. That's what the Mechab is over there. Not from the Gemara that way. Because the Gemara on Kof Dal and Amad Bezim Makis, left from Makis says, Higiyu Lara Tofi in Korus. Hara Tofi. Hara Tofi. Alphus God Hara Tofi. So it's a place, it's a place. If that's the case, what is it coming from the west, from the south, or north, from a different direction? What do you do then? It's a measure. How far is Har HaTzofim to Yerushalayim? That's the measure. It measures as the crow flies, if it goes down and up, but have you have a roof for that? However you measure, you measure a certain way, and however you measure that same distance, that's the same in all other directions. It's enough in the Ramah. Ramos is into a Sibala, it's Or Yehuda. Person cast by Chevron, 367. Takes his life in his hands. It goes to Chevron, 348. In the Chevron. If the guy comes to Chevron, Or Yehuda, the Chabonim, because he was under Goyish control, how far does he rip? Well, X meters. There's as much as this from Haratom to the base of English. That's how far he rips. It's enough from the Ramos. However, Tosin Psachim, they says, no, not a shame of him. Call Moslem Shayyah Haliris. He calls Tosef to them, so. Listen, Tosef is called Tosef. And the Bach says, it's a Shiva Tarif Farosh, who left the holding out. The Rif Farosh never mentioned the word Minatov. If we're Allah, there's a special place, a certain number of meters, of feet, or yards, from the Makom HaMikdash, you have to say it. You can't leave it out. If you hold like Tosef, it's only then when you see it. So left it out, Minatov, when you see it, you see it. Don't spell out when you see it. You don't see it, you don't see it. That's why that the Hashmata, the Bach is not a big machloek. I mean, tremendous people on each side. On one side you have Rashi, a Me'iri, a Bar Tanura, a Rambam, and a Mechaber. Other side you have a Tosfos with a Tosefta, with a Rif for the Rosh. No, what do you call this? Fake Gedadina. Yeshal Achriya be machloek as well. Can't be machriya. So what do you do? So the Zichr B'Tzal writes the Tzmimus. He writes like this. So, Ari Bazoi, Machlokos, the Halacha, you should only rip when you're close by. If you're not close by, it's a Machlokos, then you shouldn't rip. Especially as opposed to what we said earlier, Tzadin and Avelis, Halacha make a bubble in this kind of rip. But then he writes, the same paragraph, he writes, that if a person sees from far away, even though he doesn't rip then, but that's enough to pop him for the next 30 days. Good shot. Ad kan zot. I think a tiger is not straight. If that really doesn't count, he's too far away, has a pop him for the next 30 days. He doesn't explain. Could be he old. You say tiger is not your maker and the rabbonim with tiger is not straight. But don't stop the vatsacha. The mission of the shnei shvilim, the vatsacha, the vatsacha. We're going to Gant Shas over here. But maybe that's what he hoped. We were thinking, Oy Bazoi, Kumta Ois, Emma should be potter from Korea. Why? He gets off the plane, calls into his hotel in the plaza, or in the La Rome, or in the Hilton, wherever he goes. And he goes outside of the room, there it is. The mask, it's right there. He didn't go by car. You can depend which way you're coming from. You can see it from the right, from far away. Then you see it, you don't rip that. But that positive for the next 30 days? Comes out that if the person comes to the right place and does it the right way, you can be malamed close and everybody doesn't agree at all. So it's too far away. So that's in the plaza, not at the plaza, my father is too close. Take the Hilton. From the Hilton to the Mokama Mikdash, you can't see? Where's that wrong? Where's that? There. Where's that wrong? The plaza is maybe too close. I'm not sure. The plaza, who knows the geography? The plaza to the mosque, is that further than Haratov to the mosque? Is it? It is, for sure? Haratov is right there? Not so right there. You'd be surprised. Not so close.
Right.
I don't know, the discussion sounds good. I don't know, everybody says there's almost many cases no Kriya at all. I don't know, about Ashris, kind of disaster. But all I'm saying is a possible limits close on those who do not have do not rip Kriya when they come as tourists to Yerushalayim or Kodesh.
They
take the hotel and they go out in there. Yeah. And why?
No, that's the minute you came to a seat where you saw it the first time. Or you would not, that given area for the first time, you required to tear. You didn't tear then, okay. You got a shas chiyuv. It was a shas chiyuv the first minute. So you tear a minute later. But here, you had a shas p'tur, since it's the Svek of the Dina. So you had a you saw it. What?
Well, no,
there's no money. When I see it from the Larom, then I'm possible because maybe we pass the like the Machad. I'm not too far. When I come later on, I say that was pot, that column, it's not like your case. I was pot when I saw the first and I put them the next 30 days.
Right.
I don't know why the kids talk about America's it. Then what does it take me?
Can you take the one?
One? So when is the first place you can see it? You can't see the Amish on top? Then it's at the Woodenburg? Okay.
That's the second.
What I'm saying is the difference. If you had a shas kova, people feel through even later on. If there's no shas kova, because if Rashi's right. So when you saw it the first time, it was not a shas chov. You were too far away. They put them the next 30 days.
And what were we putting it?
Because you saw the Malkum HaMikdash.
I thought the only reason we were putting it because...
Like you see a Chalamoy, example.
Why is that true? Where is that true from?
That's the post in the Sul. You see Chalamoy, so you saw it, so you didn't have to rip, you put it the next 30 days.
Where does the true come from? If you don't like Rashi, where does the true come from?
A Kash of a Maizur, Rashi said it. Only Chai, it's here, if you've met a Tulsa listening. I don't know why.
I'm saying, so why is no? Why is it Ptur?
Because according to the other sheet, you see...
Part of Rashi, part of from Ripley, I don't know why. What's the difference? Why?
Well, no, why does it make you Ptur for 30 days?
Same as Halamai. You saw it, you weren't from Ptur to Ripley, you're Ptur. That's Ptur of Shah. Yes, Tim?
I think
the
name says, I think that's what we're talking about. You do it in such a way where it's like one you step in Ptur, and you see it in the distance, you keep on going.
I mean,